Now, something that I struggle to do is to find my way around. I've got an atrocious sense of direction. My wife's sense of direction is so much better than mine, and I'm always getting lost. Perhaps I don't have, in my entorhinal cortex, a very good grid layout of the world around me. Researchers at UCL this week, this is Christian Dohler and his colleagues, have proved that humans have in their entorhinal cortex a grid on which they superimpose their position relative to the world around them, and this is how they navigate. Now, the way they did this was to put people into an MRI scanner, magnetic resonance imaging study, and they watched what happened as the people shown the world through virtual reality headsets navigated around a virtual space. And they were able to follow the patterns of neurological activity. And this work was informed by initial studies in rodents. Now, what they did in rats and mice to start with was to put an electrode into the brain, into this bit of the brain, the entorhinal cortex, which if you were to find it on yourself, if you were to stick a finger into your ear and carry on going about a finger's length into your brain, where your fingertip ended up would be roughly where your entorhinal cortex is. What they did was to do that in rats, and they found individual cells there which fire off when the animal is in a certain part of the world. And more specifically, these cells are arranged in a triangular grid pattern. So when the animal moves around, as it crosses over the vertex of a triangle, then that cluster of cells fires off. And so the brain is constantly plotting the position of the animal relative to its environment on this grid, and these cells are marking up where it's going, where it's been, and where it is at the moment. So the researchers want to know, do humans do this? And this MRI study proved that they do. Now, you can't stick electrodes in a human brain, but what you can do is to work out, well, if humans did use the same system, what nerves would become active in the brain in what order? So they built a computer model of how the rodent brain works and used that to simulate what would happen if people were doing this virtual maze, and then looked with the MRI scanner to see if those kind of patterns of activity came up, and they did. And so this shows that humans basically move around their environment and find their way about the same way that a rat and a mouse does. So understanding this a bit better informs maybe helping us with diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's and other dementing illnesses, because those sorts of abilities tend to go, and perhaps understanding how they work will help us to remedy them in future. But also it's very important to show that this is how brains actually process spatial information, because other memories probably get stored in a very similar way.
Do you get virtually lost when you're in these in these MRI scanners?
It does happen.